The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who recites 1,000 times durood upon me every day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome in the beautiful silsila Faizan-e-Islam. Before proceeding further into the silsila, I would like to remind you and myself as well about the beautiful intentions. Because niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, intention of a believer is better than his actions. And in order to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and in order to attain reward upon our good deeds, it is very important to make good intentions. So let's make some very good and beautiful intentions. That I am watching this silsila for attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and I am watching this silsila so that I may learn something, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will invite others towards righteousness as well. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once we were coming back from a war, and the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was leading our army. On the way, in night we reached a mountainous area, and beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam decided to stay there for that night. Now Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked companions that I need two sahabis from you who will keep guard entire night, so that if there is any movement of enemy, so they would make us alert. Now two sahabas, one from the tribe Ansar and other from the Muhajireen, they requested that we should be given this opportunity. So their request was approved, and Huzur sallallahu ta'ala sallam granted them permission to be the guard of the Muslim army. Now both these sahabas, they made mashwara, and they decided that one of them will remain awake in first half of the night, and other one will be sleeping that time, and then the second sahabi will wake up for the second half of the or last half of the night. So while the first sahabi, he was keeping guard, because sahabas, they were very fond of salah and reading Quran. So that Ansari sahabi, he decided to offer salah. And then during the salah, he started reciting Surah Kahf as well. Exactly at that time, a wicked enemy came onto a nearby mountain. When he saw that there is someone who is standing, so he decided to shoot his arrow on him. He put his arrow in his bow and then pulled the bow and shot the arrow that straightly went into the blessed body of that sahabi. That sahabi didn't move. He carried on his salah. Then that wicked enemy again shot the second arrow, and that arrow also penetrated into the blessed body of that sahabi. Still that sahabi was engaged in his salah and he was offering his salah. He didn't break his salah. Now the third time, that enemy shoots the arrow again and same result, the arrow goes and penetrates into the blessed body of that sahabi. Now, that sahabi very quickly completes his salah. Still he didn't break his salah, he completes his salah and then he wakes the other sahabi who was sleeping. Now that other sahabi, when he saw that situation, he took the arrows out of the body of that sahabi and he asked him that when first arrow hit you, why did you not wake me up? Now listen to the beautiful reply which came from that sahabi of our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That sahabi says that I was reading Surah Kahf and I was in that spiritual delight and enjoyment that I did not want to break my salah and I wanted to complete that entire surah and I wanted to complete the salah which I was offering. But when the third arrow hit me, that time I realized that it was my responsibility to keep guard and that responsibility was given to me by my beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If my beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam had not given me that duty, I would have sacrificed my life and I would complete the salah with the recitation of entire Surah Kahf. Dear viewers of Madri channel, this beautiful incident from the life of that sahabi shows that they used to love the salah and it was their habit to offer salah whenever they had time. My dear viewers of Madri channel, what is our condition? Do we have love for salah or when we are offering that salah becomes burden upon us? Don't you know that Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, inna awwala ma yuhasabu bihil abd yawm al-qiyamati salatuhu. Indeed, the very first question which a believer is going to be asked on the day of judgment is going to be the question of salah. Inshallah azza wa jal, our today's silsila is going to be regarding salah. And as usual, Rais Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat, Mufti Abu Saleh Muhammad Qasim Al-Attari Al-Qadri is today with us. So inshallah, we will be asking him many questions and I hope these questions will also educate you and will also remove many misconceptions from the minds of many Islamic brothers. Coming to the first question, Mufti Sahab, after Iman in our religion, the most important thing is Salah. And Islam emphasizes on Salah to a great extent. It shows that Salah is one of the most important things in Islam. So why so much emphasize on Salah? And then if someone is not a practicing Muslim and he is not offering his Salah, so are there some warnings or punishment for that person as well who is not punctual in his Salah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As we mentioned the beautiful story in which the excellences of prayer and the love with prayer by the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very apparent and that is very obvious from that. So because we know that the purpose of the creation of human beings is the worship of Allah. Not only the purpose of the creation of human beings, even the purpose of the creation of jinns is also the worship of Allah azza wa jal, as Allah azza wa jal said in the Holy Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created jinns and human beings only for my worship. So because that is the purpose of the creation and that is the purpose of the life, so that's why we are ordained to worship Allah Azza wa Jal in many ways. And in Islam, particularly, prayer is too much emphasized. What is the reason behind that? Because prayer has a lot of excellence which are not found in any other kind of worship. For example, prayer has strong connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. A person who offers 5-time prayers and who offers nafal prayer, he has connection with Allah Azza wa Jal and he strengthens his connection with Allah. So that's why prayer is emphasized too much. The second thing, every Muslim loves Allah Azza wa Jal, as Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The people who are believers, they love most only with Allah Azza wa Jal. So their love is with Allah Azza wa Jal is too much. That is at the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
And prayer is the symbol of that love. Prayer shows that love. Because a person is living his very important things. The person is living his sleep. A person is living his gatherings. A person is living his business. A person is living his job. A person is living his entertainment and enjoyments.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than all these things, he mm-hmm. offers prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows his love with Allah Azza wa Jal. Mm-hmm. That's why when we study the biographies of pious people, we study the biography of Sahaba-e-Kiram, mm-hmm. we study the seerat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So we read that the offering prayer is mostly, that is the part of their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned offering prayer as a part of the life of pious people in the Holy Quran, as Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Before that, Allah Azza wa Jal described those people whose qualities are these. So first, in the beginning of this topic, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ, the special bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal, the special slave of Allah Azza wa Jal, the special worshippers of Allah Azza wa Jal. Their qualities are mentioned in this place. And their main quality, Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. They spend their nights while doing qiyam and sajda in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they spend most of their night. They spend most of their night while standing in the court of Allah, while prostrating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is their attribute. That is their quality, which is praised in this place and which is mentioned in this place. So, because prayer shows the love of a person, the love of a Muslim with Allah Azza wa Jal, that's why prayer is emphasized too much in Quran and in Hadith.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing, we as human beings, we as Muslim, we always under the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, under the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's why it's obligatory upon us to pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. That is our duty, that is our responsibility, because it is a natural thing when we are attaining some favors from someone, so we have to pay gratitude to him. So the third quality in offering prayer is to pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is the commandment of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal as well, as he said, Anishkur li wali walidayk, pay gratitude to me. So because prayer is the best kind of paying gratitude, that's why Islam emphasized upon prayer. And the fourth thing, prayer has very beautiful quality, that it is a combination of many kinds of worships. As by our tongue we worship Allah Azza wa Jal during prayer, by our body we worship Allah Azza wa Jal in prayer, by our heart we worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Khushu belongs to heart, that is worship of Allah. And movements in prayer, those are the worship of bodies to Allah Azza wa Jal. And reciting qiraat, sana, hamd, and all other recited things, that is a worship of our tongue. So prayer is the combination of many kinds of worship. That's why it has more excellent over others.
Subhanallah.
And the fifth thing is that prayer cleans our heart as well as our body. Because for offering prayer, it is conditioned to make wuzu. It is conditioned to be in the state of purity. So prayer needs purity, and that is one condition for prayer. So when we offer prayer, before that we make wuzu and we clean our body. And when we offer prayer and we adopt khushu and khuzu, and we consider ourselves as present in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that purifies our heart.
Yes, sir.
So because prayer is the means of cleanliness of our heart as well as our body, so that's why, because it has a lot of excellences and it has a lot of quality, that's why Islam emphasized upon offering prayer. And that person who doesn't offer prayer, who leaves offering prayer, so there are many, many warnings about that person, as there is one hadith in which it is mentioned that the person who leaves one prayer deliberately, his name will be written on the gate of hell through which he will enter to hell. So there are many other warnings as well. So one thing is enough for us, that it is obligatory upon us. Allah Azza wa Jal loves offering prayer. That is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the sunnah of all the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Musab, just now you mentioned that it is obligatory, but what if, as I have heard some ignorant people, meaning they deny the very existence of salah in Islam. They say that salah is nothing, and then they say that if you want to attain closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal, so you are not in need of salah. So what do you say about these kind of people?
Salah is the best means for attaining the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And without offering obligatory prayers, a person can't become wali. He can't become even a pious person. Being wali is something else. Only being a pious person is impossible without offering 5-time prayers. And it is clearly mentioned in ahadith, as it is in one hadith of Qudsi. Allah Azza wa Jal said, "Ma min shay'in ahabbu ilayya min maftaratuhu alayhi." There is nothing more beloved to me than those things which I have made obligatory upon my bondman. So offering 5-time prayers is a responsibility of a Muslim, that is obligatory upon a Muslim. Without that, a person can't become close to Allah, he can't be loved to Allah Azza wa Jal. The first thing. The second thing is, the person who denies the obligation of prayer, that person is out of the fold of Islam. Because in the light of Quran, in the light of Hadith, and according to the consensus of the entire Ummah, the person who denies the obligation of prayer is not Muslim. He is out of the fold of Islam. Allah Azza wa Jal clearly mentioned in the Holy Quran, Aqimus Salah, establish prayer. Establishing prayer is first upon Muslims, and those are 5-time prayers. And in one place, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, "Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta." In this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned that prayer has times as well. Prayers have times as well. And what is that time? Which is known to every Muslim known that very well. And the person who doesn't offer prayer, what would be his end on the day of judgment? And what punishment he will face on the day of judgment? Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Holy Quran. He said, "Fi jannatin yatasaalun." The pious people, the Muslims, so they will be in gardens, they will be in paradise. Yatasaalun, they will ask. Anil mujrimin, they will discuss and they will ask about sinners, about criminals. Ma salakakum fi saqar. What has led you to hellfire? What has led you to hellfire? Qalu lam nakum minal musallin. They will answer, we were not among those who offer prayer. We were not among those who offer prayer. So that would be the main crime and main sin of those people who will be in hellfire. So that's why those people who say we have got closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal, that's why we don't need to offer prayer. We can get the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal without offering prayer, that would be the end of those people which had been mentioned in these ayats.
Acha Musab, just now you were making mention of khushu as well. What is khushu, and what is the definition of khushu, and what is the importance of khushu in one salah?
Khushu means presence of heart in prayer. Because when we offer a prayer that time, our body is present in masjid, on musalla, in the state of prayer, our body is present. But that is enough according to fiqh commandment, that's enough. But presence of heart is also very important. Because Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned khushu and khuzu in the Holy Quran as well. As he said, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. The prayer is very hard and heavy, but only upon those people who have khushu, whose heart are present in the court of Allah, whose heart are inclined and bowed down in the court of Allah. And as in another place Allah Azza wa Jalla said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. So the word khushu is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So that's why khushu is very important. What is the meaning of khushu? So that is the presence of heart.
Yes.
When we offer prayer, while offering prayer, our heart should be present there as well. It shouldn't happen that we are offering prayer, but our heart is in our business. Our heart is at home. Our heart is in another business. No. When we are offering prayer, during that time, our heart should be there as well. That should consider himself in the court of Allah.
Musab, I mean, talking about the presence of heart, we hear many times some people, they complain that when we are reading Salah, we are all the time, you know, in trouble because of satanic whisperings and evil whisperings. So some of them, they say that we want to leave Salah because we think that offering Salah in this state, that your heart is in the grip of Shaitan, your Salah will not be accepted. So how will you respond to these kind of people? And if they want to get rid of whispering, so what way will you suggest for them?
I would say, first of all, there are two kind of people. First are those who offer prayer, though they offer without khushu. Okay. On the other hand, there are those people who don't offer prayer because they don't have khushu. So now these are two kinds. One kind is offering prayer, though without khushu. The second kind is not offering prayer. Who is better? The person who is offering prayer, though he doesn't have khushu in his throat, in his heart, but at least
he is present in the court of Allah.
At least he is in a good state. He is in the state of he is in the state of worship. Okay, he is doing one worship. He is conducting one worship, and he left his family. He left his business for what? For Allah Azza wa Jal. If he was at home and he left and he came out of his home for what? For Allah Azza wa Jal. If he left his family for what? For Allah Azza wa Jal. If he was doing business, if he was doing any in any contract with any company, with any person, so but he left that, why? For Allah Azza wa Jal. So this person has some excellence, though that person doesn't have khushu and khuzu in his prayer, but at least he has many excellences. So this person is much more better than the second person. So that's why the person who doesn't have khushu, khuzu, or he tries to get that, but he is unable to be successful in that, but he shouldn't leave prayer. The first thing. The second thing is, khushu is one kind of desirable thing. That is mustahab. That is not farz. There are some certain farz obligatory actions are in prayer, but khushu, khuzu is not one of them. So the person who offers prayer and he doesn't have khushu, khuzu, his prayer is prayer in the court of Allah. His prayer is prayer according to Sharia. He has fulfilled his responsibility of offering that prayer. If he was in Fajr prayer, he has offered his Fajr prayer. If he was in Isha prayer, he has offered his Isha prayer. So at least he has done his duty. He has fulfilled his responsibility. The other person, he has left his responsibility, he has abandoned his duty. So that's why this person is much more better than that person. The second thing. So if a person doesn't have khushu, he has left one desirable thing, one mustahab. And only leaving one mustahab is not a big thing. He should have that. He should have got the spirituality of prayer through khushu khuzu. But if he couldn't do that, no problem. He has left only one mustahab thing. The second thing. The third thing is, when a person is offering prayer and he doesn't have khushu that time, okay, the time will come when he will attain khushu khuzu. But the person who doesn't come close to prayer, who doesn't offer prayer, how will he get khushu khuzu? In his sleep? In his dream?
No.
In his market?
He has to come in
on his shop. Where will he get khushu khuzu? So at least this person can get, he would be able to get khushu khuzu in any time. Allah Azza wa Jal will bestow upon him with his mercies, and Allah Azza wa Jal will provide him, will grant him khushu khuzu. So the time will come. But the person who is not in the field, how will he play? So this person will attain khushu khuzu though at the end of his life.
Mashallah.
The third thing. Okay. The fourth thing is, the person who is offering prayer without khushu khuzu, what is warning for that person? what is warning for that person. His prayer might not be accepted.
It might not be accepted.
Might not be accepted. That is not confirmed thing that his prayer will never be accepted. It is impossible for his prayer to be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not like that. If there are some warnings, so those are only warnings. But with the blessing of Allah, with the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the mercy of Allah, might be his prayer would be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And these weak prayer, these weak prayer would be the means of his intercession and salvation of the day of judgment. So that's why the person who is offering prayer in any condition, whether he has khushu khuzu or not, he is better than the other person. So that's why who doesn't offer prayer because he considers that I don't have khushu khuzu, that's why I am not offering prayer. So he should think in another way, not in that way in which he is thinking.
MashaAllah, very beautiful answer. Dear viewers of Madani channel, through this beautiful answer of Mufti Sahib, we came to know that we let not shaitan play with us. It is only in the hand of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that our salah will be accepted or not. We cannot decide, we cannot say that our salah will not be accepted for sure. And then this beautiful description of khushu reminds me a beautiful story of one of our pious predecessors. It is said that a wali of Allah, he was told that your leg will be amputated. So he said, okay, so when you want to remove my leg from my body, so you tell me. So what will you do? I will start offering salah. So while I am in salah, so that time you can amputate my leg. So the narrator says that Hazrat, that wali of Allah, when the time of removing the leg from the body came, that wali of Allah started offering his salah. And during the salah, a doctor or hakim or whatever in those days came and he amputated his leg, and he couldn't feel that something is happening with my body and my leg is being amputated. Mutsab, coming to the next question, there are many people, they offer salah, but unfortunately they are very negligent about their family. So they don't, invite their family towards the salah and their children towards the salah. So what is the commandment of Sharia about that kind of person who does not invite his family and his family members towards salah?
It is also obligatory upon a person to enjoin upon his family and to preach them about prayer and to convey and to persuade them about prayer. As Allah said in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O people, protect yourself and your family from the hellfire. So it is obligatory upon us to protect ourselves from the hellfire and our family as well. So in our family, who are those? Our family is our wife, our children, and other family members who are under us, or to whom we can preach and we can said something in good way. And in another verse, Allah Azza wa Jal particularly ordered about offering prayer. He said, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Enjoin, order your family to offer prayer. Order your family to offer prayer. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And you should be steadfast upon that as well. So you should offer prayer, and you should order your family to offer prayer as well. So now two duties have been mentioned and two responsibilities have been mentioned in this ayah. One is offering prayer by ourselves, and one is offering and to order to our family to offering prayer. So that is obligatory upon us. And that's why he mentioned, it is commandment from Sharia to the father of a son, to father of a daughter, to make his mind about offering prayer while he reaches the age of 7 years. And when he reaches the age of 10 years, then the father should strictly make his mind and he should do something. He should strictly behave him for offering prayer. So that's why it is very necessary. And that was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, to awake his family for offering prayer. And that was the habit of many Sahaba ikram as well. And alhamdulillah, in the blessed environment of Dawat Islami, it is very common to awake our family for offering Fajr prayer, particularly for Fajr prayer, which is called in our environment Sadai Madina. So that Sadai Madina is for our family, for our neighbors, and for the people who live in our locality. So that is a very beautiful thing which has been invented in the environment of Dawat Islami. And that is not only invented, that was the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Acha Mufti Sahab, after this answer, someone makes his mind that I really want to invite my family to a salah. So what is the best method that in that way he will be able to persuade his family, he will be able to bring his family to a salah? What is the best method in your...
First of all, the person should be steadfast upon offering prayer himself.
True.
Because the person who, if a person doesn't offer prayer himself, how can he persuade other people? And that is another commandment of Sharia, to do something before saying to others. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. You enjoin upon others to good deeds, and you forget yourselves while you are reading book. Don't you have any sense? So it is very important and it is very necessary to think about ourselves first. Okay, and the second ayah Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَا تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفَعْلُونَ. O believer, why do you say those things which you don't do? So that is another thing. So that's why first of all we have to offer prayer ourselves. So the first and very important thing is to offer prayer himself. The first thing. The second thing is a person should persuade his family about prayer in the light of Quran and Hadith. So he should read some excellences of prayer. And he should read in front of his family. That is one kind of dars. And that is one kind of persuasion. The second thing. The third thing is that he should appreciate his family members who offer prayer. And if you appreciate your son, if you appreciate your daughter who offers prayer, so they will get encouragement. They will get motivation. So the second time, without your any effort, they will be on musalla, they will be on prayer mat. So that is very beautiful thing to persuade them. And it has been proven from many awliya ikram as well. So that's it should be adopted. The fourth thing is that now alhamdulillah, because Madani channel is available in our houses and we can watch that. So just persuade your family to watch Madani channel. Because though if there is no bayan on Madani channel about prayer, for example, during the whole week, a person continues watching Madani channel and there was no bayan, no particular program about offering prayer. But when a person is linked with worships, with good deeds, with religion, with Quran and with Hadith, even with Naat, with Hamd, with these things, so he gets some encouragements and he feels some shyness in his heart that I am watching Madani channel, I am watching these programs, I am spending 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours daily and I'm not offering prayer. What is that? So first, when a person gets linked with any kind of religious matter, first he thinks about himself about offering prayer, that I should offer prayer. Okay, so that's why, because it is not necessary that every day there should be some programs on Madani channel about offering prayer, about the excellence of prayer. But when you watch Madani channel, you get some inspiration, you get some motivation, you get some encouragement about offering prayer. So that's why it is very good means for persuasion to your family. And the other thing, that if it is possible for you to bring your children to a weekly congregation of Dawat Islami and persuade your female members to attend their own ijtima, because alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat Islami, weekly congregation for women are also held in most of the localities. So that's why if you attend Dawat Islami ijtima yourself, you bring your children to there, you persuade your family to attend weekly congregation, so inshallah, in that way, they will first get inspiration about prayer.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing, the first impression and inspiration, what they will get, that would be about offering prayer. So that is another thing. So if that kind of activities we adopt and we try to bring our family to these activities, so inshallah azza wa jal, we would be able to create that environment in our family in which every person would be prayer offer person.
MashaAllah. Relating to this question, Mufti sahab, another question comes in my mind that, for example, someone is blessed with tawbah, with repentance in old age. And mostly, you know, in that age when people are, you know, adult or grown up or old, so they can't go and join any madrasa. So in this case, in this situation, what can they do? Where can they go and learn their salah and correct their salah? Do you have any suggestion for that?
I would say, first of all, he should maintain his courage.
Hmm.
He should maintain his motivation, because it happens. Sometimes a person gets inspired by someone and he starts offering prayer. But after a while, after a few days, he loses his encouragement, he loses his motivation, and then he leaves again those religious activities. So that's why it is very important to adopt and to adopt these good habits and to offer prayer on continuous basis. For that, he should keep sitting in the company of pious people. He should adopt the company of pious people, so that he can maintain his level of passion and emotions and his motivation. So that's why it is very important. The second thing is that when in that age a person starts offering prayer, mostly not only for these people, for common people as well, they don't know how to offer prayer. What are the obligations of prayer? What things are obligatory in prayer? What things are conditions for prayer? So first he should get the knowledge of these things. He should learn the method of offering prayer. And alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat Islami, there are many ways. There are many ways to learn the method of offering prayer and other religious knowledge. As in our own area, if Madrasatul Madina by Baligan, for adult people, if that is held in our area, in our masajid, so we should attend that. The person should attend that. And if he goes there and he keeps on going there, so inshallah, within a few weeks, he would be able to learn the method of prayer and he would be able to learn how to recite the Holy Quran. So that is a very good way, and that is the easy way of learning the method of prayer. The second thing is, if it is possible for that person to travel in Madani Kafla, because particular in Madani Kafla, the special thing is to learn the method of prayer, the method of wuzu, the method of ghusl, the basic commandments of Sharia, the basic necessities of Sharia, those are taught in these Madani Kaflas. So if he can travel in Madani Kafla, so then he should go to that field. The third thing is that he should purchase some books about prayer, about the method of prayer, about the excellence of prayer, and which have been published by Maktabatul Madina as Laws of Salah, Namaz Ke Ahkam, and many other books which are about prayer, about the commandments of prayer, about the excellence of prayer. So he should read those books. So in that way, inshallah azza wa jal, he would be able to learn the method of prayer, and he would be able to maintain his passion for offering prayer.
Acha Mufti sahab, when you know people, they get elderly, I mean they reach their old age, so they start getting some different kind of mentality. Some people, I mean so-called educated people, they have this impression, I mean they think that salah is some sort of exercise. So some of them, they are so inspired with this idea that they start offering salah, and when they are asked that why are you very punctual nowadays in your salah, so they will reply that we heard that there is some sort of exercise in salah, so we are offering salah just because there is an element of exercise as well. So what do you say about these kind of people?
That person will get that thing, what he meant.
Oh.
Okay. If he intended for getting good health, he will get that.
Ji.
Okay. And if he intends for getting reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, he will get reward. Because in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the main thing is our intention.
Ji.
On what intention a person is doing any good deed. As it is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, innamal a'malu bin niyat. Deeds are judged and rewarded on the base of their intention. Whatever intention you make, Allah will give you reward on that behalf. So whatever your intention is, Allah Azza wa Jal will give you the reward of that. If your intention is worldly, then Allah Azza wa Jal will provide you world. And if your intention is the day of the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal and the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, favors of Allah Azza wa Jal in paradise, Allah Azza wa Jal will provide you those blessings and those bounties of paradise. So first of all, making intention is very important. Intention should be only for getting the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, the first thing. The second thing, there is one beautiful ayah in the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Holy Quran, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُمُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ تَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. You sacrifice your animals. Okay? Now their skin, their blood, their meat. They don't reach to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ تَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. This is your taqwa. This is your piety. This is your good intention which reaches to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the meat of your sacrificed animals, the blood of your sacrificed animal, particularly Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا, the meat of those sacrificed animals, وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا, and the blood of those animals don't reach to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal. Walaki yanaluhu taqwa minkum. But your piety means your intentions, your sincerity reaches to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's why if a person is offering prayer and he doesn't have intention to gain the pleasure of Allah and he doesn't offer that for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, then he doesn't get any reward. But if a person offers prayer for the pleasure of Allah, to fulfill his duty which has assigned to him from Allah Azza wa Jal, and he is offering prayer according to the commandments of Quran and Sharia, but during that he has that another intention, the second intention, or it is in his mind, it is in his subconscious, that when he offers prayer he will get some health benefits as well. So then there is no harm in that. Because when the main motive of offering prayer, the main purpose of offering prayer, the main intention is to get the pleasure of Allah, and he is offering only for Allah, then if he makes some other intention, so then there is no harm in that.
Ajay Mufti Sahib, another thing, I mean, sometimes, you know, some brothers, when they invite others towards Salah, so they find themselves in a very embarrassing situation. You know, when they invite them that please come towards Salah, so what do they say? They say, see brother, we are earning haram. The source of our income is haram. And we believe that if one is eating haram, so his Salah will not be accepted. So now, what I want to ask you that, Mufti Sahib, is it an acceptable excuse for quitting or leaving Salah? So what do you advise to these people?
There are some ahadith in which it is mentioned a person who consumes even one morsel of haram, his prayer wouldn't be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for 14 days, for 40 days, not 14 days, for 40 days. Okay. But now there are two commandments from Almighty Allah. One commandment is to leave that haram sustenance. The second commandment from Almighty Allah is to offer prayer. When a person is committing one sin, he must not commit another sin. Okay, these are two separate sins. One
Very
is
beautiful.
Eating haram, one is consuming haram, and the second is leaving prayer. When a person is committing one major sin, because eating haram, consuming haram, and earning haram is a major sin. When a person is committing major sin, he must not committing another major sin. Okay, the first thing. The second thing is, when a person offers prayer, though he earns haram or he does other wrong things, so might be the day come when with the blessing of prayer, Allah Azza wa Jal grant him ability to leave that risky haram. So with the blessing of prayer, he can attain piety and he can leave that risky haram. So that would be another beauty of offering prayer. The third thing is, it is mentioned in Hadith, the 40 days prayer wouldn't be accepted in the court of Allah. But as I have told you about these kind of warnings, that these are warnings for a person, but it is not confirmed that it must happen.
Okay.
It will definitely happen.
Okay.
That is not the case. Might be with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, Almighty Allah accept the prayer of these people, these kind of people. So that's why for that purpose, leaving prayer, that excuse is not acceptable. And in another way, if a person thinks in another way, he should think that on the day of judgment, when I will be presented in the court of Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal will ask me the first question about my prayer, as it is mentioned in the Hadith, as you have recited now. So when the first question would be asked about prayer, so can he answer in the court of Allah with these words, "Oh Allah, because I used to earn haram, that's why I didn't offer prayer"?
He can't say that.
So that's where this excuse wouldn't be and will never be accepted in the court of Allah. That's why he should offer prayer and he should try to leave that earning haram. And if he is not leaving that, but at least he must not commit another major sin.
Very beautiful. Dear viewers of Madri Channel, by this beautiful answer of Mufti Sahib, you must have come to know that there is no excuse about Salah. If Salah is farz upon you, you have to offer your Salah unless there is a valid Shari'i reason and you don't find yourself capable of offering Salah, or Sharia gives you permission that you can leave your Salah. Otherwise, other than that, no lame excuse. Then Mufti Sahib, coming to the lame excuses, a very famous, or you can say very common lame excuse from the part of our sisters, they say that I can't offer Salah. Why? Because my children are very young and very small and they urinate on my body, so I'm unable to offer Salah. So this excuse is acceptable or not?
If anyone says, okay, Allah Azza wa Jal should have ordered in another way for sisters. But it can't be said. Allah Azza wa Jal should have ordered about prayer for these sisters in another way. He should have given some relief to these sisters. So it can't be said because Allah Azza wa Jal is all-knowing. Okay? He knows all the things, all the things he knows. He knows these female, these women, and after knowing that, he ordered man and woman for offering prayer. So that's why this excuse is not accepted in the court of Allah. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that, is there any woman in the entire universe who offers five time prayers with taking care about her children? So there are many.
Especially in the mahal of Dawat Islam.
In the environment of Dawat Islam. So they offer five time prayers.
And they
look after their children as well. It is possible. So there is only need of making our mind. If they make their mind that at any cost they have to offer prayer, though there may be some difficulty for them, but if they make their mind and they try for that, so inshallah they will earn more reward than the man.
Achamusab, another lame excuse, and that is very funny. Some people, they don't offer Isha Salah, and when they are asked, they say that we don't know Dua Kunut. So if someone doesn't know Dua Kunut, so is it a valid reason to skip Isha Salah? And if someone doesn't know, then can he read something else on its place? So what is the Shari Hukum about that?
Dua Kunut is wajib.
Okay.
But that is not wajib in Isha prayer. That is wajib in Witr prayer. Witr is a different prayer from Isha. Isha is farz. Witr is wajib. When a person is offering Isha prayer, there is no kunut in that. So that's why at least a person should offer Isha prayer. Now, the second matter, if he doesn't know Dua Kunut, so then he should offer Witr prayer. And instead of reading, reciting Dua Kunut, he should read any other Dua. Because the special and specified words of Dua Kunut, which are very common, Allahumma inna nasta'inuka wa nastaghfir, and many other Duas are Dua Kunut, those are better to recite in Witr. But instead of those, there are many other prayers. For example, if a person doesn't remember Dua Kuru, so he should recite Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya Hasanatan Wa Fil Akhirati Hasanatan Wa Qina Adhaban Nar. And if person doesn't remember even this Dua, then he should recite only this word, Allahumma Ghfirli. Allahumma Ghfirli, Rabbi Ghfirli, Rabbi Ghfirli, Rabbi Ghfirli. If three times he offers that, that is enough in the place of Dua Kunut. So he should read these words. So when he has memorized and he has memorized the whole prayer from Sana till Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah till that, so when he can memorize that, so only memorizing just three words, Rabbi Filli, Rabbi Filli, Rabbi Filli, or Rabbi Fir Arhamwan the Khairu Rahimi, Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya, or any other prayer. Any other dua, if he reads in that place, that would be enough. So that's why this excuse is not acceptable.
MashaAllah, very beautiful solution from Mufti Sahab, that if you are unable to recite the Qudud, no problem, you can recite Allahumma Ghfirli, Allahumma Ghfirli, Allahumma Ghfirli. Then viewers of Madani channel, from this beautiful silsila, especially the answers of Mufti Sahab, we have come to know that the most important thing in Islam, after our Iman is Salah. And then, Inna awwala ma yuhasabu bihil abd yawm al-qiyamati salatuhu. The very first question which a Muslim is going to be asked on the Day of Judgment is going to be the question of Salah. If a Muslim doesn't offer his Salah, then the punishment that his name will be written on the door of hell. So I make dua that may Allah Almighty make us punctual in our Salah and make us practicing Muslim. Ameen, Ameen, Bijah al-Nabi al-Ameen. Sallu al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.